Okay, so about 10 minutes post-game here at Kay Park, and it was the big non-league battle in the Scottish Cup. The winners would take on Celtic. There would be a chance of a replay if it was a draw, but in the end, 2-0 East Kilbride have won, and our regular expert and scores of the oars is David Craig from EKFC TV. You're buzzing, everyone's buzzing in here.
Oh, absolutely. The scenes at Kay Park were absolutely fantastic there at full time. It was one of those games where it wasn't one for the purists, it was a real battle, and just the scrappy goal with 3 minutes to go really took the edge off and the crowd came to life, but there was a lot of nervous people here today.
Yeah, Lothian Thistle side in East of Scotland League, they dug in and never an awful lot up front, but one or two little scary moments during the game.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a myth that they were the weaker side today. I mean, they could quite easily fit into the Lone League in a set-up. They're a very good side, and they gave East Kilbride problems. They hit the bar early on before East Kilbride eventually took the lead, and yes, it was a real battle today, but the important thing is we got over the line and got through to the next round.
And you talk about that goal, I think both sides have been probably happy at 0-0 at the break, but East Kilbride found their breakthrough just before half time.
Absolutely, it's a perfect time to score. There's no coming back from it. Jack scores right on half time, and then the teams are in the dressing room. It was fantastic. He took it really well, and the centre half for Lothian Thistle, it slipped. He'll be having nightmares about it. It was just unfortunate that he lost his footing and allowed Jack a wee bit of space to convert the ball into an out.
And you talked about the kind of game it was. Wasn't the best of games, and for Kilby, they're in charge in a way with the scoreline, but in the last sort of 20 minutes or so, Lothian Thistle showed their grit to try and cause problems. But was it a case of that, or a case of East Kilbride maybe trying to hold on the lead and being a little bit nervous?
Well, it was a bit of both. There was nerves out there to be seen, but at the same time, Matt McGinley only had one real save to make in the second half when he made a fantastic fingertip save around the post. So if that goes in, one each, and you think he's maybe going to finish a draw, but thankfully we've got the second goal and we're in the half for next round.
Absolutely, and Sean Winter finishing off with the goal with the tapping. I think eventually it was a bit of a scramble, goal mouth scramble, but he took the acclaim, and he nearly never played with a broken arm.
Yeah, absolutely. He broke his hand 2 weeks ago in training, and it was a severe doubt to miss a game, but luckily enough we managed to get him a soft cast so he could play in the match. So yeah, it was written in the stars. I think he was going to score today with being written off and being out the game and managing to play up the last minute. Yeah, just a fantastic occasion for the score ride.
Obviously, we're just right in the middle of us post-game interviews and the like taking place, but putting into words what it'll mean for the team, the town, for everyone involved, that they're going to be playing Celtic either here or another location, but a home tie effectively against Celtic.
Oh, it means everything. East Kilbride as a club are only 5 years old. This current Lone League side are halfway through the third season, so they're 2.5 years old. To get to the last 16 in the Scottish Cup's absolutely remarkable. Never mind playing Celtic, that's the cherry on the top of the cake. When you look at teams like Clyde and Albion Rovers and Alloa, who are leagues above us, how many times in their history have they made the last 16 in the Scottish Cup? You could probably count it in your hand. So the fact that we're in the last 16 is an absolutely ridiculous achievement for a new team, and hopefully we can build on to bigger and better things after this result.
And look forward to the party against Celtic then?
Absolutely. I mean, the Celtic game is, that'll take care of itself. The important thing was getting there, and thankfully managed to do that today.
Cheers, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.